Yeah.
Yep. We coming all laughing because something is wrong with you. Can't even get it out.
Hey, man, it's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger, man.
Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones. We got some guests in the building.
Daddy on the track.
Yeah.
And it's your boy DeAndre Green. What up, family?
We're gonna have a lot of fun today.
I don't know why I have a mic
because they're gonna talk the whole Thank you guys.
Let me get one of them green.
Thank you guys for joining us in the booth today with Canton Jones and Messenger. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple and Google Podcasts.
Today's show is brought to you by Sugar Free.
Sugar free candy.
Just sugar free.
Even though it's sugar free, like they sugar. Still gonna be
and
on
it tastes,
10.
And it tastes just like the real thing.
Yeah.
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 It has milk and soy in it.
Yeah. That's not true. That is not true. Yeah, we found that out.
So
yeah.
if your kids like candy, you know, get them some sugar free candy. We putting our kids on sugar free candy. All right.
Yeah. Y'all on punishment. Go get some of that sugar free candy.
Yeah, that's a punishment. That's a punishment. No, mama.
Go get some of that sugar free. Y'all look punishment from sugar. What is sugar free candy?
Y'all silly.
Nah, but for real, this dude tastes. It's close. It's real close. I'm going to have to make this change. I got it from Target.
Yeah, you can get them anywhere.
Yeah. I guess I don't shop on the sugar free aisle. They ain't never seen this stuff.
Well, you can't get them at the gas station like you get your little babies.
That's why I ain't seen them. Sugar-free little Debbie. That's what I'm waiting on.
They do? I was about to say.
Sugar-free oatmeal cream pie.
They don't have it.
Sugar-free Swiss cake rolls. Sugar-free cupcakes. Sugar-free honey bun. When them come out,
you got my money. Up, huh?
You got my money.
Right. No. Boulder Crest?
No, yeah.
What's the email if they want to get in contact with us?
Man, I'm messing up my old
Yes, you
shit.
Over there laughing.
If you would like to sponsor or advertise with the show, please do hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we still on this ATL family tour with we're in the booth, man, and we got my boy done joined the table. Well, T Hattie is back. And DeAndre is also back. He's been here many a time. So, Mr. DeAndre Apostle.
Deacon.
Elder. Minister.
Junior. Do something wrong. Rapper. Never do something wrong.
Yeah.
Almost a bishop.
Yeah. DeAndre Green. What's up, brother?
Chilling, man. What's good, fam? What's up, T?
Man, I'm chilling, bro.
They ain't seen each other.
I'm trying to finish my shit.
Why are you laughing already?
Yeah. That would be good, I promise you.
I don't believe you.
Right here. I ain't seen T Hattie in like 30
years. Yeah, they gave each other the biggest hug when they saw each other, man.
It was great.
Yeah.
I cried three tears, man. I said, me and you.
Just three? Three tears.
You know, the new color purple's coming out.
The new?
I felt that.
Silly.
All right, man. Looking into the post of the day. This was on floating around on Facebook. Got a lot of different comments. I know exactly which one I would pick. The best decade of hip-hop. Ooh, Number C, without a doubt.
Think so?
You got 1973, 1983, which is A, for the ones that's not watching this and just listening.
Yeah, Sugar Hill and all that. Yeah.
B is 1983 to 1993.
Snoop Dogg.
C is 1993 to 2003. Mm-hmm. D is 2003 to 2013. E, you don't even got to worry about. It's 2013 to 2023. You can throw that off of it. But, like 1993 to 2003 has to be the best era? See,
Snoop, Biggie,
bruh, nah, it was Death Row. Biggie, that was the climax.
Bad boy,
No Limit. That's when Cash Money stopped. Outkast.
That's when the South came.
Yeah, and
Lauryn Hill, all of them. Yeah,
but Fugees. I mean, just all the big
Jay-Z.
Yeah, you know the
icons.
Yeah. Started right around the Cage Jones.
He was doing that.
The Cross Movement records.
Yeah.
Started that. That was
Cash Money.
That wasn't Cross Movement though.
No, they won't get me. Yeah,
Corey Redd and Precise.
Now I would say that.
Oh yeah. Corey Redd and Precise.
What was the name? Is that Mark of the East? Corey Redd's mixtape.
Mark of the East.
That thing changed my
life. Yeah.
That's a classic. All right,
T. Hattie.
T. Hattie was born then, right?
I was born.
Yeah. He said 2004.
In the 80s.
When I was born.
I mean, you could ask that when the camera was off, bro.
Damn, I'm sorry,
that's an insult. That's an intercourse.
That's intercourse.
No, I'm gonna back away from the camera at the end of the word. Back away from the microphone. It's like, what he said? Intercourse.
I feel like that
era was just too good. It was too good.
You gotta think about LL Cool J.
That's
before.
He was still running then, though.
NWA.
That was still when the 80s is kind of when rap was still
growing. It was trying to make the mainstream. Now, I would say that's probably the second. You know, because you had Rock Kim, Eric B. You had
a little bit more
Run DMC,
LL Cool J,
Fat Boys, Beastie Boys. I think that's era number two.
That's when you lose your life.
Gangster rap, for real, that's when you lose your life. In the 80s, it's partying. 2003 to 2013 is when everybody was trying to teach.
2003 to 2013 went straight pimp. Like, it was all about
2000 what?
Yo, man, step
2003,
off.
Yeah.
Step off.
2003 to 2013 was the era it went pimp.
It went murderous. And
2003, 2013. That was,
and we don't love women.
All right, who was the
name the
artist that ran each era. The most popular of each era.
Put it back up. All
right, let's see.
The most popular of Sugar Hill Gang.
Sugar Hill Gang has the 83s.
Run DMC though, y'all.
That was 83 to 93 though. Okay, yeah, they the 83. It was LL, Run DMC, Rakim,
LL,
Aaron B, KRS-One.
Yep.
Fat Boys and Beastie Boys.
And LL was the most popular, you think?
I think
yeah, for B, those who ran it during B.
83 to 93, yeah.
Yeah. 1993 to 2003.
That's all the labels.
Rockefeller. You got
Cash Money. But that's when the click was. It was the click. Dungeon Family. It was all click back then. You can't really name an artist. It was just everybody had a click.
Yeah.
That's the way it was built.
Jay-Z came out.
Rockefeller.
He was
Rockefeller. Everybody had a click. Nobody really stood on their own. Everybody had a click.
That's a fact.
You had to go. And then if you wasn't in one, you had to go join one.
That's
what Tupac. Tupac wasn't in no click.
So 2003 to 2013.
Oh, that's G Unit all day.
Yeah,
G Unit.
But wait a minute, now you got Nelly in there.
Yeah,
Nelly Luda.
Yeah.
Outkast, right?
Outkast was in there.
Yeah, but Outkast started in the '90s though.
So you said 2003, 2013.
Ooh,
T.I.
Yeah.
It was that. It was that second. It was that next wave. It was that next wave.
So who added that?
It was less clickish, definitely.
Yeah, it was back more individuals.
Because everybody could start doing more as an individual.
Yeah, solo stuff. I would say Eminem.
Eminem is in there.
Yeah.
Really? I would say Eminem ran it. I would say G-Unit.
Rick Ross came out.
G-Unit ran it. Yeah. I say G-Unit. I feel like the most successful. Well, I think I feel like the most successful artist in that time is probably 50.
Yeah, 50. G-Unit, yeah, G-Unit went.
That
once they
doggone
came,
50 Cent.
They took over.
Young when Buck. He came out with that doggone, the first, the Wangsta truck.
Yeah.
I was like,
John Rule, wait a minute,
like,
yo. Who?
Murder Inc. Don't forget about Murder Inc, bro. Don't do that, bro. No, don't do that. Baby. Don't do that. Y'all, no.
Do you not remember what happened to Murder Inc?
I don't care.
At the hands?
I don't care. They had their run. Murder Inc. was running it. They were on. They charted
not enough. Yep. Not enough to cover that whole thing.
Did.
Nah.
Who else?
Ashanti, Ja Rule.
Just them two.
Lloyd. Come on, that's your man, right?
Who? Lloyd. But Ja Rule and Ashanti had a run, bro.
They had a run, bro.
Man. They did. Yeah. Murder Inc.
Lloyd came through the studio the other day.
They had a run. Murder Inc. Who from the West Coast? I think the West Coast had kind of. The Game? I mean.
Game was big. That's
the Game.
He needed that East Coast sign, right? 50 had to go get him.
Yeah, Rosé.
The South was big.
The South took over that whole era.
Yeah, that South got big. Oh, Lil Jon. Man, come on. Come on, man. That was Lil Jon era.
Hey, you
look, you couldn't have a hit.
Hold on. You know the proof that you blew up, you big, is when the white people come take you away. They took Lil Jon. He gone. He overseas now. We ain't never seen him since. Yeah, he the one.
It was Bone Crusher era, man.
I tell you somebody who we ain't gonna know.
I love Bone.
Somebody we ain't gonna know or recognize what came out that era, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Oh, Riders.
It wasn't huge, but we don't. We might not ride with him, but Flo Rida's huge.
And Flo Rida's still going.
But
he making a lot of money.
It ain't no hoop stuff, but hey.
Flo Rida got them hits, boy.
Bro, he got big international.
T-Pain
came out. Yeah.
T-Pain ran the game. As far as R&B.
Auto-tune,
Auto-tune.
He changed everything.
He had a...
That's a good era, too.
He killed it, bro.
It's a different era, but I don't think it's the golden era. 2003 to
2013.
So
the last era, what we got? Young Thug?
Young Thug.
The era right
now?
2013-2023.
Wayne is 2003, 2013. But Drake, bruh. Drake and Migos. Future.
But you got all the 21 Savages and, you know. Oh, well, Lil Baby. You know, you got.
Y'all ain't saying nothing about Soulja Boy. Where is he?
He was 2003, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Soulja Boy changed the game.
YouTube should be writing that boy a check.
For real. Facts. Yeah, for real.
Single day.
He put him on point.
Because if it wasn't for Soulja Boy, nobody would be on. Black people wouldn't be on YouTube.
Wait a minute. I'm about to really dig, yo. You know who we forgot? Will Smith.
Yeah.
We did. Even though I laughed, we did.
Bigger than anything,
Do you think that he made a bigger impact as a rapper or as an actor?
Actor.
Actor. His movies?
Actor, yeah.
He got more longevity, but without the rap, he ain't who he is.
There I think that got go. Him in the door. But
that's it right there.
There you go.
Listen. The music got him in the door, but Will Smith... Legacy?
I'm finna shut you down with this right here. I gotta shut you down with this.
I'm gonna tell you who.
Hold on, before we get off Will Smith in rap. Yeah. Before we change subjects, I read his book, and in his book, he said, okay, before he became a worldwide sensation, he ended up talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I said it.
Go ahead. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Sylvester Stallone. He studied them, and he was able to do what they did, which was go to other countries. But the thing that he had that they didn't was what?
Music.
And the music made him excel them. He made him bigger because he could go on promo tours and do music.
Yeah.
And drop singles at the same time. So the reason why his music and artistry was so big at the same time because they was using both of them.
He didn't stop music till like
get him on the mic.
Yeah, yeah, but like you gotta get one of the mic. Was doing Get Jiggy With It, Welcome to Miami, all that stuff. But I mean his cultural last song was Summertime.
Cultural.
Yeah. Jiggy, you think Jiggy With It was cult?
For that time. So that for
big,
that
it's a part of culture.
But it wasn't.
Wild Wild West?
Yeah, that wasn't.
That was so lame.
That was his lane.
It wasn't culture.
Everybody was saying that Get Jiggy With It.
You talking about our culture.
Not our culture.
Our culture last one was Summertime.
What'd you call it?
I mean, people were saying Get Jiggy With It. That Jiggy became
it wasn't turning on, getting in the car, turning on, Getting Jiggy With It.
I was. I ain't even gonna front. I'm not gonna lie. I had that album. It was a CD at the time. And I'm probably one of the hardest people in gospel. For real.
Yeah.
And I was killing
rocking with Jiggy With It.
I was getting Jiggy With It.
I thought that was so silly.
You don't think so? Then he had the Just the Two of Us.
Summertime was like
Just the Two of Us about his son. Come on now. The joint was a beast. Y'all just say you don't like Will Smith.
Yeah. Come on.
You like Jada. Just say you like Jada.
I love Will Smith.
Who runs the game right now?
I think if you want to talk about somebody who music was more impact than their acting, and they, you know, did pretty good, was Kid and Play. Kid and Play music, the dance, all that stuff, the high top fade.
They was ahead of their time, though.
They didn't do
enough music. Nah, I mean, enough movies.
They didn't. They
House Party. 1, 2, 3.
Class Act
ain't never House Party again.
Class Act is House Party at the high school.
You should have named House Party 5. Yeah. That was the same movie.
It's a corny movie you can watch over and over.
School Party.
Duncan Pendergast and Blake. You can watch that junk all day. That junk corny as I don't know what, but you could just watch. Name a corny movie that you could just keep watching.
Corny movie?
That's one of them.
I don't know about
New Jack City.
Corny movie.
Corny.
No.
The Last Dragon.
A little corny.
Yeah, it's a little corny. Yeah.
Man, let's watch the league. Like, go back with your grown mind self. And look at the lead character in there, bro.
Yeah.
But he's corny though.
Yeah.
It's corny.
It is.
But I love it.
But it's good.
I watch it.
It's good. Especially the fight scene when they came into the dance.
That's a good topic.
A good corny movie.
A corny movie.
Vampire Brooklyn.
Oh, that's the joint.
It's super corny, but it's funny.
That should have won an Oscar.
That's classic,
bro. It's corny. It's so fake, man. But that joke is the.
You know what else should have won an Oscar? Baby Boy.
I've never seen it.
You never seen Baby?
Nope.
You leaving?
That's what my wife don't like black movies.
Don't bring me into this.
You gotta watch some with shooting and killing.
Leave me alone. I ain't bother none of y'all.
She like shooting and killing.
I ain't bother none of y'all. Y'all talk about all your corny movies. Leave me alone, Kyler. Let it go. That's the past. That's the past. No, he don't remember.
It was a black movie. She like, like that. It was a white movie. Oh, I can't. What movie was it coming out?
Y'all don't remember.
It was a black movie. Why you don't like black movies?
You said a black movie. She was like, no.
Okay, can we move on?
It was a white movie.
Can we
please? I can't wait for that.
Can we please?
I hated Training Day. Hated it. Elvis, I can't wait.
She just ain't seen it.
I didn't see the Elvis movie.
You see Elvis?
It was good.
That Elvis movie was great. It had you crying at the end.
For real?
Yes.
It was good. It was good really, movie. Really good.
And when you go back and watch.
He died at the end.
When you go back and watch the parts that he was playing, like the real life things, that he hit it right on the head.
But did they show him stealing from us? It's really a real movie.
It showed him being raised with us.
I wouldn't say he stole it. I wouldn't say he stole it.
Yes, he did.
Have y'all ever seen?
They did show
him being raised with us. Yes, in the culture.
They showed that he can't really steal how his swag is.
I want y'all to go on Google and Google Ray Charles talking about Elvis and see. Look. You can see respect in his eyes, even though he got the shades on. I promise you,
bro.
You can see him like Elvis,
bro.
Bro, you can see him.
Buster, you can see the respect.
Man, go home.
Stop. You can see the respect.
How you see respect in Ray Charles' eyes, bro?
Hey, you should have won Jamie Foxx.
Bro,
y'all are tripping.
Go Google. I won't. Hey. Y'all watching this? Go Google it, bro.
Little Richard on the award show. He tried to check everybody though.
Yeah.
In the rock and roll category, he wasn't on there. And he was doing the presenting. Y'all seen that? He was like, "Why I ain't on here? Like, I ain't been in it. I don't get credit for nothing." He's not on the show. And everybody like, "Yeah, you did. You they had to give it up." But he snapped it on the award show. Like,
so who was out with Little Richard?
Don't you say
what,
it.
What do you mean?
Don't y'all say
Prince.
It.
Prince.
I don't think it's Dwight Howard.
Man, come on. Hey, let's go to the...
That's all I've been waiting.
Let's go to
let's move on.
So we come. Since we're talking about Fresh Prince and Will Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, you... Bro. Why?
Yeah.
Here's a video. It came out probably, you know, about a month ago. We're a little bit behind on this, but this is Will Smith after, you know, a lot of the shenanigans going on with Jada Pinkett Smith.
I literally said to Jada, "That's it. I retire. I retire from trying to make you happy. I need you to go make yourself happy and just prove to me that it's even possible." And after we cracked the hell up, we started talking about, we came into this false romantic concept that somehow when we got married that we would become one. And what we realized is that we were two completely separate people on two completely separate individual journeys. And that we were choosing to walk our separate journeys together. But her happiness was her responsibility, and my happiness was my responsibility. And me and Jada was reflecting.
Yeah. So,
poor Will.
All those years.
Poor Will.
That we said that
man
Jada
like a straight crack that,
but,
head, bro.
Saying,
I think he on set though.
But
he got to be shooting a zombie movie though.
But all them.
That's what they call him.
Like he on set.
On set.
He just look like he's shooting a zombie movie.
But all these years, we were calling Jada and Will goals, and look what it was.
I never did.
Bro, everybody. Did. I mean, maybe not you, but everybody. It was goals. Jada and Will. I mean, even in records, it was like, Jada and Will.
Are they officially divorced?
I don't think they're divorced.
Neither one of them said that they are.
Right. And are they serious? Yeah. Like, is this real? Like, they're actors, bro.
What do they say?
And I'd be like, man, they're actors. So and they know that to keep content up, they do certain things.
So they're only doing this for content. He went up there and slapped Chris.
I don't think that was content.
For content.
You think that was real?
I think all of this is real.
All of this is like, it's a real, it's almost like a reality show.
That.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's not real.
I don't think
it's
real, man.
And it's just for not even people. Because for one, if they're going through it for real, they're not going to put it online like that.
Yeah, true.
In my opinion.
You talking about the slap or you just talking about everything
talking
else?
All
of this.
I don't think the slap is fake, but everything else.
Chris Rock benefited from the slap. Right,
Chris Rock
came out with that Netflix special,
and the producer
number one special on Netflix ever.
Yeah, okay.
Ever.
And it wasn't that funny to me.
It wasn't that
funny. But you know people
the promotion, right?
You feel what I'm saying?
Like,
and they actors, bro.
That's what
and
I'm.
You
that's
crying at a Will Smith movie, and you don't even know him. When he was in Pursuit of Happiness, it literally looks like a scene from Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah,
like go get happy. Remember the wife was like, "I'm not happy." He was like, "Well, go get happy." And now he's saying the same thing, like her happiness
it's a movie.
Is her responsibility.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like we are naive to think that this is real, and they just keep it going.
So you don't think you don't, so what you're saying is they never loved or, you know, really was one, and the whole thing is an act.
I think that he got a movie coming out.
You didn't answer the question.
That's what I think.
Come on,
that's
Rick.
That's the answer.
Come on, Rick Ross.
I think you got an answer. I think that's the answer. He has a movie coming out.
Get to the basket.
I think he got a movie coming
last
out.
Choo-choo!
That was last week.
I think he has a movie coming out. I think that's what he's.
But he's never had to do that before. Why do it now?
But yeah,
because that's the way you promote.
It's a different time.
He slapped him, and he lost all his.
Jamie Foxx.
He lost all his deals when he slapped him. Like he didn't benefit from that.
First time you seen him,
Clone Tyrone.
The movie came out.
Yeah, it's a lot, man.
The boy that the black director was the first one that was his first time doing the Oscars. He was a black director.
Oh, true.
My man. He produced it, you know. And the awkward moment,
the barber,
to me was produced.
Oh man.
Okay, well.
That's the most watched Oscars.
It was produced.
Ratings were through the roof. People tuned in after the slap.
Okay.
Because of the slut, right?
Yeah. Twitter lit.
But I mean, that's gonna happen.
And to it's me,
same thing with
me,
with Lil Mama.
To me, if it was Offset, like that's live. But not, I mean, some of it,
not, both of them are live.
No, like, not Lil Mama.
No, I'm saying Lil Mama was
caught up in a trance.
Yeah,
getting on New York,
or even
even
Taylor Swift and Kanye.
Yeah, like stuff like that. It's gonna go viral. It's gonna be big. Ratings gonna go up.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you not
anything that's awkward at a big show like that gonna get that?
But
you, I don't think you can
slap nobody though.
Okay, but still, that's what I said. I don't think it's fake. Wrestling, I don't think that slap is fake.
Is wrestling real?
I think that's real.
Man, what you talking about?
Why you talking about wrestling?
I think it's fake.
It's all in the same vein.
Wrestling is not real.
It's all in the same. That's what I'm saying.
You couldn't tell my granddaddy that though. Yeah, granddaddy ain't real. Boy, that ain't
real. People watch wrestling and you like, oh, he bleeding for real. You got nerves.
But they stomp when they punch. They stomp with the punch.
Will slapped it. Will slapped it. And then the punch don't hit. The slap was literally like this. It wasn't no.
It was the way you hit it. When you put it right there, it's more. You know, force. That's why he was like, "Ooh," he did it.
He got put out of West Philadelphia for fighting.
He
slapped that man. Like,
but still, he got, bruh. He's stupid.
So you're saying we got a movie coming up?
I just caught that.
Yeah.
And West Philadelphia,
born and raised
on the playground.
We're trying to ignore you because I knew you were going to
fight. Fight, dog.
You're being disruptive.
But what he said,
I think he got a movie coming out.
No, but listen, what he said in the clip.
I think Jada probably got a book or some short. Like,
yeah, the book already came out.
Yeah, she got a book.
The book came out.
They promote, but ain't nobody, everybody.
And you cannot promote stuff by just saying, why don't y'all come? You know?
It's a different time.
Read it or whatever. It's got to be drama. So people get the product, byproduct, based off the drama of what's going on. That's how you sell to people. So it's a different marketing content. It's different in marketing. It makes people get into the product. It's a different way. And all of us people are engaging. Yes. That's the reason why they're talking about it right now. And they get the byproduct of promotional hours from naive people. It is what it is. That's very brilliant. I got a project coming out. If I get up and just moon everybody right now, that record will be out of here.
What?
Damn. You hear that?
Right.
You better not moon nobody.
Pause.
I was watching the bill.
No, moon ain't no bad.
Intercourse everybody.
Was that intercourse? No, my brother. You got to get your own.
No. So you don't think that him saying that we got it wrong with marriage.
At them, bro.
But I'm saying though, you think that him saying we're two individuals, we thought we were going to be one, but we're not. Here's, we're two individuals.
Here's when it gets real. You seen what's my dude, Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah.
When you see him in court,
that's when it's real.
Splitting up that money.
That's real.
Then that's when it's real. when you see him splitting up that 100 million, 200 million, 300 million. That moving money, then that's when it's real. Because all they could do, if they are that unhappy, it's easy to just go to get a divorce.
Yeah.
But no, they keep the naive people going because that the books and all these movies, all this stuff.
They can make money from it.
And make them bring it from it.
But we don't need that.
I think it was a masterclass in perception, though, because him telling you behind the scenes.
We don't need that.
Yeah, I'm saying him telling you behind the scenes why
the movie
things have been the way that they've been.
Somebody who's struggling as an actor or something, we don't need it.
We don't need what you mean?
To do a stunt.
But everybody wanted to be successful, act,
but still, we don't need that.
I think he's trying to keep his stuff intact.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, bro, when you got Training Day and I Am Legend, you got the biggest movie.
He just wants to stay relevant. It's not about the money.
He didn't need to slap old boy either.
Exactly.
Especially if he got problems with his wife. Why slap her to that?
And they said they weren't even together doing that. They were separated. That's what's coming out now.
Yeah.
That during the Oscars, they, that's what I'm saying. The Academy Awards, they were separated. Wow. So why you go, if we ain't acted together, and I'm laughing at the joke.
I ain't about to slap and, I ain't gonna slap.
I ain't going to jail for nobody.
I ain't with you.
I ain't going to jail for nobody.
They were stupid. Yeah.
Think so?
Or it was planned.
What, going up there slapping?
No, I'm saying you don't think that that was planned. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, no.
Hey, have you ever watched the Oscars?
Why wouldn't they cut away?
I have.
You have?
Not the whole thing, but I've like tuned in sometimes.
Have you ever watched any other Oscar more than you watch that part of the Oscars?
No,
because right. Ain't nobody else been. Yeah,
ain't nobody else got slapped. You
know what I'm saying? But I'm saying it, right. I said the same thing about Little Mama and Kanye West. If you do something, you ain't got to slap nobody to get the viral moment. Kanye West was just as big when he walked in, up on Taylor Swift. That was just as viral. That was just as big. Like
that wasn't as big.
It was. Yes, it
wasn't as big as the slap.
It's right up there.
No, it wasn't,
bro. Because it was Taylor Swift. It's right up there.
That was Taylor Swift at the beginning. Not as big as she is now.
Yeah, but yeah, that was a white girl. You walked up on a white girl and did that. Yeah,
that was the Oscars.
Okay, yeah, but black. That was black on black. Like, when a black man walk up on a white girl and take her time like that. Yeah, that was a moment.
If he would have slapped Carice Darren. That'd have been different.
She would have slapped back.
Black on black. To me, just being honest, the way Hollywood is, and knowing that it's different if this was real life, and you didn't know these people, that they were actors and actresses, I would give it a lot more credence. But because we're in a content age,
yep,
where everybody is doing everything for content, for likes.
I agree with that. But I think that's people who are struggling. Will Smith is the biggest name. Yeah, when you're the biggest name, you ain't got to do that.
Well, wait a minute now.
It's people that's very rich still doing stuff.
Denzel ain't got to do that. Samuel ain't got to do that. Will ain't got to do that. Them really type of actors ain't got to do that.
But we really don't know if he's struggling or not.
Yeah, but B-listers and C-listers, they got
to. Studios are in charge.
Yeah, but I understand that.
If you're producing a movie and we want this movie to blow, you got to promote it.
Yep. All I know is it better be good. All this drama.
I don't even know what the movie is.
Right, it better be good.
I Am Legend 2.
See?
The new I Am Legend.
That's why he looking like that.
And Chris Rock is the dog.
Okay.
He's stupid, bro.
You can go ahead.
But that's why he got the makeup looking like that.
Thank you.
Because he's promoting the movie.
Oh, my God.
Well, Chris Rock the dog.
Y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up.
Wake up, America.
Yeah, y'all just done made up a whole story
of
what's going on. Look, y'all, we don't know. Yeah, they just made this up now.
The thoughts and views.
Yeah, the thoughts and views.
We got all the views.
Of this panel.
Yeah. And Chris Rock is the dog. Get in there.
What they talking about? Yeah. Doggy shot at the end of the movie. Yeah.
Don't slap. Don't slap the dog.
Don't slap the dog.
Yo, what you doing?
Thank you guys for joining us today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show. We will see you guys next time. Maybe we can all go see I Am Legend 2 together. We'll see about that. As we slap a dog.
Like, yeah. Come here.
I don't know what kind of dog that is. It make that kind of noise. What kind of dog is that?